So where we are now, we've just come through the main entrance to the museum off Guildhall Road, and we're entering into what is the new reception area of the museum. So we're completely remodeling the entrance and elements within there. So where you come in here, it used to be the shoe lounge. We're going to be blocking off some of the entrances here and creating new entrances. And this is the receptions. This is when you come in, it's your landing strip, it's where you start off. What we're trying to do within the museum is, obviously you know you're in a museum, but introduce elements which really talk about Northampton's history and heritage. So above the reception desk in this lovely double height space will be the face from the old Emporium Arcade clock from the Market Square. And it won't be working, unfortunately, but it's part of what we're looking at in terms of just bringing elements of Northampton's history and heritage into the building. And as we develop the museum, we'll be looking at getting the clock fully working as well. So not only will the Emporium Arcade clock there, it'll be up and working as well. It's almost that kind of Waterloo Station type thing of meet you under the clock. So that's what we're looking to do throughout the whole building. It's not just we're a museum with exhibitions in, it's to bring bits of Northampton's history and heritage into it as well.
So looking at this room, there's a staircase off that's going to go off to further galleries. There is a room to our right which I think is going to be the shop and a exhibition area for local artists. There's other big gallery rooms in front of us, but what I want to kind of look at is a part you showed me earlier which is going to connect the two buildings. So I wonder if we can just wander through there.
We can, yep. So one of the challenges we've got is we're actually joining three historic buildings together. So we've got the original museum building, we have the old jail block behind us, and then the Guildhall Road block to our left. So on top of all of that, is how do we connect these buildings together, and how do we get the visitor flow through them, which is important. So a key element of this is the new extension, which is the only new build part of the museum. And between the existing Guildhall Road block and the old jail block is a bridge, an old bridge which was built to connect them when they were county council offices. So the first bit of work that's going to happen is the demolition of that bridge. And what we're doing when we demolish that bridge is then building a new extension, an infill between the two buildings, and this becomes the link space between the two. It connects the front of the building to the rear of the building and makes it whole, makes it one. And not only is it just a link space, we're creating new space with it. So on the floor below and the lower ground floor is where we're putting the new shoe gallery. So it's a major new shoe gallery which uses our internationally designated and internationally important shoe collection. And then in the space above says not only is it the link space, it's where we're putting the new cafe facility within there. And the idea of it is it's not just a museum, so you're not just coming here to see our exhibitions. The idea with the shop, the idea with the cafe and the other spaces, it's somewhere to come. It's a social space as well.
You mentioned a lot of the different things that people are going to find here. Of course, the one that will stand out to a lot of people is the shoes. Can you just tell people what sort of offering that they're going to have from the shoe gallery?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we're known as the shoe museum to many people, and that can be a bit off-putting for some people, because when a lot of people think shoes, it does tend to be fashion-oriented, and shoes, it's a classic thing, women in their shoes. Absolutely important and incredibly important part of the shoe store. What we want to do is broaden that out a bit and look at shoes in the more historical context and design context, and in terms of people's fashion. Why do you choose to wear the shoes that you wear? Because we all wear shoes and they're all incredibly individual too. You pick them for a reason. So what we do with the new shoe guys is we take people on a journey. So we look at the initial, how many styles of shoes are there? They're all derived from a number of particular styles and developed from there. We look at the shoe making process, how are shoes made? And shoes are pretty much made in the same way they always have been. The machinery has improved and new materials have come in. But shoes were still essentially made in the same way. And the machinery we've got from also Northampton's heyday as a shoe town is very similar to the machinery you will see today. So we take people through the how shoes are made. We then have a look at design, so how are shoes designed? And we're looking at different makers, so international designers, right down to local designers. And the idea here is that what we're going to look at is to change this and not just have exhibitions which are static. So we'll be able to change that. We'll look at a local Northampton designer, be able to showcase their work. And then in a few months, a year's time, we'll change it. It'll be someone else will be featured there. So when you come into the gallery, there's always something new to see. And then we move into how shoes are made and into looking at what shoes mean to you, what they say about you. So we're looking at a section which will look at different subcultures, if you like. So punks, mods, and teddy boys, I think is they believe in the first one. And what shoes say about them? How were they important to the look, to the style, to what people said about themselves? And again, the idea is there that we'll be able to change the exhibition, so we'll look at other people and other different subcultures as to what shoes say about you, what do shoes mean to you. And then the core element, I think, is the main central, this beautiful rotunda display, the real jewels from the collection. So we've got the Red Shoes from the Red Shoes film, the Tommy boots from Elton John's Tommy boots from the film Tommy. So real jewels from the collection, and again, we'll be able to change those and change the displays and keep something fresh and keep something new for people to see.
And the other thing that really strikes me about what will be this museum space is just the sheer size of it.
We're actually doubling the public space, so the amount of space we have when we reopen will be double the amount of public space we had when we closed. So I think we're increasing by about 1,390 square metres, which is, I think, we're at 1,410 square metres at the minute. So it's doubling the size of the offer. So what we're doing is creating something bigger. It's something which has got more facilities for us to be able to do more here. So it's not just about the exhibitions as well. As I said, we've got the cafe and the space there. We've got new activity space where we'll be running school groups, school activities and for school sessions. When schools aren't using that space, it's an opportunity for us to run evening classes, weekend courses, family activities during the holidays. And then we have the main central hall, which we'll be using for bigger events, so big lecture series, be able to hire it out for corporate hire and other activity, and you know, run fairs and other activity things within there. So the idea is that, yes, the exhibitions and the collections are the core element. It's what the museum's about. But we'll be doing a lot more around that as well. Things which bounce off the collections, bounce off the displays, but things which are more kind of lifestyle courses as well.
And even when this museum is open to the public in 2020 with all that space, there is still room for further expansion, isn't there?
There is. So this is phase one of the work, and then phase two we'll see is revamp the art. So we have the art gallery and the history galleries as they are now. So phase two will be revamping the history and the art galleries, but the other space is to bring the collections which are currently stored off-site into the museum. So we focused really on the front of house, on the visitor experience, on the exhibition galleries and visitor facilities in phase one. There will be a change to that slightly in phase two, I say, with the art and history galleries, but the bulk of the work in phase two is the behind the scenes thing. So really the focus for this first element has been on the public offer and on something for the visitors.